Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. You have received the anointing of a king.
Tu as reçu l'onction du roi.
Now, yesterday I was sharing with you about becoming a strong father and a strong pastor.
Hier, je vous parlais de comment devenir un pasteur fort, un père fort.
What are the seven areas that a strong father and a strong pastor is going to develop? Number one, teaching. Number two, instructions. Number three,
les instructions.
Restraining. Restraining your sons. Number four, ruling.
Régner.
Ruling. Number five, commanding. Number six, providing. Number seven, marriage guidance.
Le conseil de mariage.
Now, there are seven areas in the development of disloyalty.
Il y a sept domaines dans le développement de la déloyauté.
That is very important for you to rule.
Sur lesquels il est important que tu règnes.
And restrain people, especially the word restrain.
Surtout le mot restreindre.
From today, when you go back, these seven areas, don't allow it at all.
À partir d'aujourd'hui, quand vous allez retourner, ne permettez pas, n'accepte pas ces sept domaines.
Stage one, the independent spirit. Don't allow it at all.
Il ne faut pas admettre ni accepter l'étape d'indépendance du tout.
Stage one, independent spirit. Don't accept it.
N'accepte pas cela.
Bible said Eli did not restrain his sons.
La Bible dit que Eli n'a pas restreint, n'a pas contrôlé ses fils.
And because of that, God rejected him.
Et à cause de cela, Dieu l'a rejeté.
His sons made themselves vile and he restrained them not.
Ses fils se sont rendus vilains et il ne les a pas contrôlés.
Amen. When your sons make themselves vile, you must restrain them.
Quand tes enfants se rendent vilains,
1 Samuel 3, 13.
Et ils se sont rendus méprisables.
Amen.
Il faut les reprendre.
To be vile means to make despicable.
Être méprisable veut dire être méprisé.
To treat with dishonor.
De traiter avec déshonneur.
When your sons are behaving with dishonor,
quand vos fils sont en train de se comporter de une manière déshonorable,
and developing an independent spirit,
et ils développent un esprit d'indépendance,
you must fight it.
Il faut le battre.
You must restrain them.
Il faut les restreindre.
Amen. Now, how do you see an independent spirit?
Comment est-ce que tu peux reconnaître un esprit d'indépendance?
I'm sharing from my book Loyalty and Disloyalty. Chapter 2.
Le chapitre 2 du livre Loyauté et Déloyauté.
Listen. When people are part of you, they are either part of you or they are not part of you.
Quand les gens font partie de toi, ou ils le sont ou ils ne le sont pas.
Amen. And an independent spirit is manifested many times in the church, and you need to restrain them. You see, you may teach it, but they will not understand it.
Quand tu enseignes sur l'esprit d'indépendance, ils ne vont jamais comprendre.
When a person doesn't say amen when everybody says amen, he has an independent spirit.
Quand quelqu'un ne dit pas amen quand les autres disent amen, il a un esprit d'indépendance.
What is independence?
Quelle est l'indépendance?
If England, we used to be a colony of England. If England is having their holiday, their bank holidays, Ghana doesn't take any notice of it at all. You have your, we don't have holiday when you are having. You may all have holiday. We will not have holiday. We are doing something different.
S'il y a une fête, jour férié, un jour férié en Angleterre, ici au Ghana, on fait quelque chose complètement différent.
Is it? Bible says that Eli's sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them. No, he didn't control them.
Eli n'a pas contrôlé les enfants quand ils se sont rendus méprisables.
When everybody is writing notes, you don't write notes.
Quand les gens écrivent des notes, prennent des notes, toi tu ne prends pas des notes.
If you like, joke with what I'm saying.
Si tu veux plaisante avec ce que je fais, je dis.
You see that the vile sons you've developed will cause such a barrenness to develop in the church that there will be no old man in the church.
Les enfants méprisables vont provoquer une telle stérilité dans vos églises qu'il n'y aura pas de vieillard.
When everybody's writing notes,
quand les gens prennent notes,
you see them sitting in the front.
Ils sont devant assis.
No more writing notes.
Ils ne écrivent plus.
Don't allow it. Correct it. Call the person after me. Listen.
Faut appeler les personnes après le culte.
I have respect for you.
Il dit, j'ai beaucoup de respect pour toi.
You are the assistant pastor.
Tu es pasteur assistant.
But I am your pastor.
Mais je suis ton pasteur.
And you are under me.
Et tu es soumis
and
à
I'm
moi.
Feeding you.
Et je te nourris.
So when I'm teaching,
alors que j'enseigne,
just as everybody takes out their pen,
alors que tout le monde prend le stylo,
take out your pen,
toi aussi prends ton stylo,
and write notes when I'm teaching like everybody else.
Écris des notes quand j'enseigne comme tout le monde.
If you don't like the person's face,
si tu n'aimes pas le visage de la personne,
everybody is smiling.
Tout le monde sourit.
He doesn't smile.
Lui ne sourit pas.
Call him after church.
Appelle-le après le culte.
Call them, say, excuse me, I want to see you.
Excuse-moi, je veux
when
te voir.
When I'm preaching, your face is not happy.
Quand je prêche, tu n'as pas l'air content.
Don't be afraid of your sons.
N'aie pas peur de tes enfants.
If you allow these people,
si tu admets ces personnes,
they will grow up and that's why people don't have sons.
C'est pourquoi les gens n'ont pas de fils.
Yes. One time I saw someone, I said, look, your face is not good.
J'ai dit à quelqu'un une fois,
change it.
Change ton visage, ce n'est pas bon.
Change it.
Change ton visage.
Yes. And I explained, when I was explaining to him, I said, look, 60% of communication is non-verbal. You don't say anything, but you are saying something.
60% de ta communication, c'est non-verbal. Tu ne dis rien, mais tu dis quelque chose.
Eli's sons made themselves vile, light. One of the meanings is that light, they were like, it's like they don't take things seriously. And he didn't restrain them.
Ils se sont fait rendus misérables. Ils prenaient les choses à la légère et il ne les a pas repris.
I've told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth because his sons made themselves light. They took, when we're having a meeting, we say the meeting is starting on Tuesday. You are coming on Thursday.
Quand on dit qu'il y a une réunion qui commence mardi, toi tu viens jeudi.
It's like everybody is reporting on Tuesday, you will report on Thursday.
Tout le monde vient mardi, toi tu viens.
What do you mean by that?
Tu te présentes jeudi, ça veut dire quoi?
You call him to the side and say, listen.
Tu l'appelles de côté, tu dis, écoute.
Let this be the last time that you come on Thursday when we are having a meeting on Tuesday.
C'est la dernière fois que tu assistes un jeudi lorsque la réunion commence mardi.
If you don't restrain all forms of disloyalty and all forms of developing disloyalty, si, an independent spirit, you have yourself to blame.
Si tu n'apprends pas à restreindre toute manifestation d'un esprit indépendant, c'est toi le problème.
Everybody is clapping, you don't clap.
Tout le monde acclame, toi tu n'acclames pas.
Call the person and say, "Wait, don't be shy, sir. No. I noticed it. When I preach,
appelle la personne.
Everybody clap. You don't clap. If you are afraid of your sons, the Bible says you have honored your sons above me. And so, he that honors me, I will honor, and he that despises me will be lightly esteemed.
Si tu...
Stop honoring your sons. Il faut arrêter... Start training them. God says, I know Abraham. He will command his children. He will command his sons after me.
Apprends à ordonner tes enfants, à les contrôler. Dieu dit, si tu honores tes enfants, tu me déshonores.
You have a choir. We say everybody is wearing black and white.
À la chorale, tout le monde doit porter noir et blanc.
And this one comes in blue and black.
Et il y a l'autre qui vient en bleu et noir.
One day we had I had a singer, and everybody would wear the choir robe, and then she would wear something different. After that, I called. I said, "Listen, when the choir is dress like the choir. Don't come with your own dress. You see, you have to correct these things. You allow them. People develop airs and develop attitudes. It's independence. You don't know where it's going to end up."
Faut apprendre
don't
à
be afraid of
choses.
People.
Faut pas avoir peur des gens.
Don't be afraid of. That's why I'm showing you this time. Because whether the person speaks words or not, we are like doctors. We are like pediatricians. A pediatrician sees a baby. When I first doing pediatrics, that was the thing that struck me. You can't ask the baby, how do you feel this morning? The baby will say, nah. So how do you feel? Ooh, nah, nah. Little baby, born. You have to know by the signs, not by talking. You have to know. When the baby cries, it means this. It means I'm hungry. It means I'm sleepy. It means it's paining me. It means I have the fever.
Quand tu es pédiatricien, tu dois apprendre à connaître les signes. Parce que le bébé ne peut pas parler. Il parle par les pleurs. Et si tu ne comprends pas, tu ne pourras pas.
If you are waiting for independent and disloyal people to speak before you act, then you will wait forever.
Si tu attends que les gens déloyaux de parler avant de reconnaître les signes, tu vas attendre pour la vie.
One day,
un jour,
I had a pastor in a certain country in Europe.
Il y avait un pasteur dans un pays en Europe.
Anytime we were doing homecoming,
à chaque fois qu'on avait les réunions de retrouvailles,
he would never come.
Il ne venait jamais.
People will come. Even people in his church will come, but he will not come.
Même les membres de son église viendront, mais lui-même il ne viendra pas.
I said, look at this man.
J'ai dit, regarde ce type.
Then when they were having a program in London,
il y avait
they
un
had
programme.
This big conference in London, the UK, he would go there.
Quand il y avait un programme en Angleterre, il assistait.
Gathering of champions. He'll go. He's a lighthouse pastor. He will not come to the lighthouse program, but he's going to gathering of champions, or whatever. I said, ah.
Un pasteur de lighthouse qui n'assistait pas aux réunions de lighthouse, mais assistait aux réunions d'autres églises.
Then his mother died.
Et sa mère est décédée.
Then I saw that he had been able to come to Ghana.
Donc
somebody
était...
who says he cannot come to Ghana, he was able to come.
Quelqu'un qui disait qu'il ne pouvait pas venir au Ghana, il était capable de venir au Ghana.
Yeah. When he finally manifested the full-blown disloyalty, broke away from the church, seized the organ in the church, he said that they took money to buy the instruments, he used his money and so on. You see, it was not something strange. You can see it from the independence in the person's life all along. You see what is about to happen.
Après un temps, il s'est manifesté clairement. Il a pris les membres de l'église, il a pris les instruments. Ça, c'était clair, c'était pas étonnant.
Joab was having such an independent spirit. Joab in the Bible.
Joab avait un tel esprit d'indépendance.
When David wanted to do the work of God, Joab always had an independent mind.
Quand David voulait faire le travail de Dieu, Joab avait toujours un esprit indépendant.
David said, my son Solomon will be the king. But Joab said, it's a bad idea. I have an independent idea.
Quand David voulait que son fils Salomon soit roi, Joab avait un esprit complètement différent.
Wow. Watch out for people when you have a meeting. The person always has a different idea.
Prends garde aux gens qui ont toujours des idées différentes des tiens.
If I meet with Bishop Saki or Bishop Eddie and I've come up with an idea. They don't come up with another idea. So we should have a conference in Ghana. So no, we should rather have a conference in Senegal.
Quand j'ai une réunion avec les deux évêques et j'ai une idée, ils ne viennent pas avec une autre idée.
Amen. David said, "Don't kill my son Absalom." But Joab said, "Stupid man."
David a dit, "Ne tue pas mon fils Absalom."
Your son must die today.
Joab a dit, "Idiot, ton fils va mourir aujourd'hui."
Watch out for people who always do a different thing from what you ask them to do. The spirit of disobedience is the spirit of independence and disloyalty.
Fais attention aux gens qui font le contraire toujours de ce que tu dis. C'est un esprit de déloyauté, l'esprit d'indépendance.
Yeah. They've modified the instructions.
Ils changent l'instruction.
It's the spirit of disloyalty.
C'est un esprit de déloyauté.
That's what it actually is. The person is not loyal to you.
Il n'est pas loyal.
That's why he's doing something else.
C'est pourquoi il fait autre chose.
From what you told him to do.
De ce que tu as demandé qu'il fasse.
Yeah. It's disobedience and independence.
La désobéissance et l'indépendance.
He does that. You say this, he does that.
Tu dis ceci, il fait autre chose.
Missionaries who we send, we say communicate. We say do this, we say whatever. They don't do it, they are disloyal. That's actually what it is. It's disobedience. They do a different thing.
Des missionnaires qui ne font pas ce qu'on leur demande, c'est un esprit d'indépendance, c'est la déloyauté.
Then David said, what does David say?
David a dit,
have peace with Abner. He said, I want to make peace and have a good relationship with Abner. Joab said, you have peace with Abner, you are a stupid man.
Il voulait faire...
That's not the right thing. I'll do this, Rabbi. So he did a different thing. You see, all his disobedience to David was actually a manifestation of an independent and disloyal spirit. That's
right. Toute la désobéissance qu'il manifestait envers David, c'était un esprit d'indépendance et déloyauté.
See, God is showing us that disobedience is disloyalty.
Dieu est en train de nous dire que la désobéissance est la déloyauté.
It's actually disloyalty.
C'est la déloyauté.
That disobedience is actually disloyalty that is happening.
La désobéissance et la déloyauté qui se manifeste.
Yeah. When I say go and do this, you do something but a different thing. It's actually you're not loyal to me.
Quand je te demande de faire quelque chose, tu fais autre chose, tu ne m'es pas loyal.
It's true. You're not loyal.
Tu n'es pas loyal.
And it doesn't end well.
Et ça ne finit jamais bien.
Joab was executed at the end of the day.
Joab, il a été exécuté à la fin du jour.
We must have sons we send. They will do to the letter everything that you ask them to do.
Il doit avoir des fils qui feront jusqu'à la lettre de ce que tu leur demandes de faire.
Those are the loyal sons.
Ce sont eux les fils loyaux.
God is raising up.
Que Dieu est en train d'élever.
God is raising up loyal sons.
Dieu est en train d'élever des fils loyaux.
God is raising up loyal sons.
Dieu est en train d'élever des fils loyaux.
So I am commissioning you.
Je vous envoie
to fearlessly restrain disloyal people.
De restreindre sans crainte les gens déloyaux.
Call them, say, come.
Faut les appeler. Venez.
You know, it's not that I don't want, I want you to smile always. But when everybody is smiling, you alone don't smile, it shows something.
Ce n'est pas que je veux que tu souris tout le temps. Mais quand tout le monde sourit et toi tu ne souris pas, ça montre quelque chose.
Tell them 60% of communication is non-verbal. Dis-leur
que 60% de la communication c'est non-verbal.
Amen.
Amen.
When God blessed Abel, Cain's countenance fell. He didn't say anything, but his face. So his face alone showed he was a murderer.
Quand Dieu a béni Abel, le visage de Caïn est changé. Il n'a rien dit, mais ça s'est vu sur son visage.
Amen. You know, I sense independent spirits. It's like an evil presence.
J'ai l'impression que l'esprit d'indépendance est comme un esprit méchant.
When you have a meeting and somebody is not there.
Quand tu as une réunion et une personne n'est pas là.
Where is he?
Il est où?
Why is he never there?
Pourquoi il n'est jamais là?
Why does he always come late?
Pourquoi il vient toujours en retard?
you sort of become conscious at the meeting. And you almost become disturbed by the person's absence.
Tu deviens conscient de cela et tu es dérangé par l'absence de cette personne.
Or sometimes the person will come, but the wife will not come.
Ou la personne vient, mais son épouse ne vient pas.
And that is a message. The absence of the wife is a message, because the wife has said, "Me, I won't come. You can go if you want." And the husband may tell her, "Look, we have to go." You know, it's about, "Oh, me, I can't go. You can go if you want. Me, I'm not going."
La femme dira, "Tu peux aller, moi, je ne pars pas."
Yes.
C'est aussi un signe.
Start to become allergic to independent spirits.
Deviens allergique aux esprits indépendants.
And confront them.
Et les confronter.
Tell them, "I'm not here."
Dites-leur, pas ici.
When I say 7, you'll be here at 7.
Quand je dis 7 heures, il faut être là à 7 heures.
Tell them, I don't accept cock and bull stories anymore.
Je n'accepte, il faut leur dire, je n'accepte pas du n'importe quoi.
Don't be afraid of being strong.
Il faut pas avoir peur d'être fort.
God is looking for someone who will rule.
Dieu cherche des gens qui vont
someone
régner.
Who will command.
Qui vont ordonner.
Someone who is strong. To lead the people.
Quelqu'un de fort
and build 1,000 churches.
Diriger les gens et bâtir 1,000 églises.
Amen.
Amen.
Stage number 2.
Étape numéro 2.
Is what? Offense.
Offense.
Yes. Bible says many shall be offended and many shall betray.
La Bible dit que beaucoup succomberont et ils trahiront.
Yeah. Do not allow offended people to feel free.
Ne permets pas à ce que les gens offensés se sentent libres autour de toi.
Yes. Bible says many shall of Matthew 24 verse 10, many shall be offended and many shall betray.
Plusieurs succomberont et ils se trahiront.
Many shall offend. Where do wars come from? People who are aggrieved.
Et les guerres viennent des gens qui sont offensés.
I would not like to be a leader of aggrieved people.
Je n'aimerais pas être un leader des gens qui sont offensés.
Very dangerous.
C'est très dangereux.
Supposing all of you are angry with me. And I'm your leader, God forbid. And I'm your leader.
Imagine.
And I'm going. And you are all bored with me. You are all hurt. You are all angry. And I'm happily moving your leader and I say, these are my followers. They are not my followers, they are my killers.
Imagine si tout le monde ici était en colère avec moi. Et moi je me promène librement comme si j'étais content, je ne savais pas. Ce ne sont pas mes disciples, mais ce sont mes tueurs.
Try to root out, don't allow, restrain, rule.
Il faut restreindre et
and
régner.
Drive out and dry out et offense and offended people and the spirit that they pollute the system with.
Et chasser les gens qui sont offensés, ils polluent l'environnement dans lequel ils se trouvent.
Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise,
sinon,
they will pollute everybody.
Ils vont polluer tout le monde.
And you cannot lead offended people.
Tu ne peux pas diriger des gens qui sont offensés.
You cannot even preach to them.
Tu ne peux même pas leur prêcher.
Yeah. Anybody who is offended, call him.
Tout le monde call qui est offensé, him. Il faut les appeler.
Sit with him.
Parle avec lui.
Try to go through the problem.
Essaye de voir le problème.
If you have to say sorry, say sorry.
Si tu dois présenter tes excuses, il faut le présenter.
Get through it, but don't feel comfortable to be a leader of people that are hurt. Because maybe you have really hurt the person, but don't feel happy to be a leader of hurt people. Don't just brush it aside.
Ne sois pas content d'être leader des gens offensés et chagrinés. Faut pas le mettre de côté. Faut régler le problème.
Amen.
Amen.
When I sent Bishop Sam to Tema,
quand j'ai envoyé l'évêque Sam à Tema,
I could see that he was offended.
J'ai vu qu'il était offensé.
So I keep using him as an example so that the offense will go out of his heart.
Donc je me sers toujours de lui d'exemple pour qu'il soit plus offensé.
Until I see that the person uses it as an example himself and laughs about it, I'm not sure that the offense has gone out of his
heart. Et si la personne ne peut pas servir de ça comme exemple et même faire des blagues avec, je suis pas convaincu qu'il a surmonté les offenses.
When I see you using yourself as an example and laughing about your own problem, then I know that you are healed.
Si je vois que la personne peut rire même du même problème, je vois que tu es guéri. Amen.
Sometimes I look at some African governments, you know, when they have elections and they can see that a large number of people feel that the election is rigged.
Quand je
and a lot of people are not happy. And they are still happy to be the leaders of offended people.
Quand je vois les gouvernements,
I find it dangerous.
Qui sont contents d'être dirigeants d'une population qui est offensée. Moi, je trouve ça dangereux.
Yeah, I would not like to be near somebody who is offended. I would not like to receive adulation and welcomes and whatever from people who I know that at least half of them didn't vote for me, and most of the people feel grieved and offended. They feel cheated. It's a very dangerous group to lead.
Je sais que la moitié de la population n'a pas voté pour moi. Et je sais qu'ils sont offensés par les choses que j'ai faites. C'est un groupe dangereux à diriger.
Look at the three stages here. Look at it. Matthew 24:10.
Regardez les trois étapes.
Many shall be, number one, offended.
Plusieurs succomberont.
Then after that, they shall betray.
Après, ils se trahiront.
They'll turn against you. And then number three, they shall hate.
Et troisièmement, ils se haïront.
And when he that hateth his brother is a murderer.
Celui qui hait son frère, il est meurtrier.
So you are now leading people who are your murderers.
Tu conduis maintenant des gens qui sont tes meurtriers.
And you are happy to say, oh, all these people are under me. Meanwhile, they hate you.
Et
they are grieved. They are hurt. They are offended.
Tu es content de dire que ces gens me suivent, mais ils sont dangereux, ils sont offensés et blessés.
So it's not just about ruling.
Ça,
you have to sit down with people. What? You said I didn't come to your wedding. No, I'm so sorry.
Tu t'assois avec les gens, tu dis, je suis pas assisté à ton mariage, je suis désolé.
I had diarrhea on that day.
Ce jour-là, j'avais la diarrhée.
Tu l'as comme anyway.
No. I will get you the doctor's certificate to show that I was on a drip. I couldn't come. Forgive me, I beg you.
Faut me pardonner, s'il te plaît.
I know you are offended. Please forgive me.
S'il te plaît, pardonne-moi.
You forgive me.
Est-ce que tu me pardonnes?
Forgiving
me.
Oui, je te pardonne.
Thank you for forgiving. She's forgiving me for not coming for her wedding.
Elle m'a pardonné de ne pas avoir assisté à son mariage.
I'm talking to her about it too. Try to rub her heart a bit and talk to her and explain. I don't want to hurt you. I would have come to your wedding.
Il faut expliquer. Je ne voulais pas te blesser.
I understand you now.
You understand me
now. Je comprends maintenant.
Oh, thank you. Look, your anniversary. Let's plan it together. Okay, your anniversary. Well, let's plan it together.
On va planifier les anniversaires ensemble.
Don't just walk over people who are offended. You don't just allow them. You don't just say, no, it doesn't matter.
Il faut pas juste dire, oh, ça m'est égal, ce n'est pas important.
To that person is very important.
À cette personne, c'est très important.
Yes. To that person, it's very important.
À cette personne, c'est très important.
It's the most important thing, her wedding. And I didn't come on that day. And I wasn't well. And even if I wasn't well,
même si je ne me sentais pas bien,
and I don't have any good excuse,
et je n'ai pas de bonne excuse.
You know what I'll say if I don't have a good excuse?
Tu sais ce que je dirais?
I'll say, what's your name? Adeshola. I'll say, Adeshola, you know something?
Je vais dire, Adeshola, tu sais?
Look, I will make it up to you.
Je dis, je vais te...
I wasn't able to come. That's all. Just take it. That's all. Will you accept that?
Yes, I will.
Je ne pouvais pas venir.
I didn't have any excuse with a drip doctor certificate and all that, but she has accepted it. Because of the way I'm talking to her. Isn't it because of the way I'm talking?
Yes, the way you are talking to me.
Yes, the way I'm talking to you. I'm like, I'm pleading with you. I'm saying, forgive me.
Je vais te pardonner.
And I'm telling you that you too, you will make a mistake one day.
Je lui dis, toi aussi, tu fais une erreur un jour.
You too, you make a mistake one
toi aussi,
day.
Toi aussi, tu vas commettre une erreur un
and
jour.
And you also need mercy, isn't it?
Tu auras besoin de miséricorde.
Is it not amazing?
Est-ce que c'est, n'est-ce pas
don't
étonnant?
Just be a leader of hurt people.
Ne sois pas dirigeant des personnes offensées.
President Charles Taylor was a leader of hurt people.
Le président Taylor, il était un dirigeant des personnes offensées.
Yeah. All the countries with wars, they offended people.
Tous les pays en guerre, ce sont des gens offensés, des gens en colère.
And you are happy to be a leader of angry people.
Et tu es content.
People who hate you, people who are not happy with you. And you are keeping them all under you.
Tu es content de diriger les gens qui ne sont pas contents ni heureux.
You are just using force.
Tu utilises la force seulement.
Even if you exalt your child, sometimes they don't like it. So, and you see, all African countries, you see, the son of the president is the owner of the mobile company. The son of the president is the this or that. Is the richest woman in the country? Is the first lady the richest? Whatever is it? All African countries have those type of things. People look at these things, they resent it. It's only that we are calm in Africa. I tell you, we are very calm. That's why the wars are few.
Les citoyens regardent, ils observent que ce sont tes enfants qui sont
people
les plus riches.
Like
ta famille est la plus riche dans le pays. Les gens n'aiment pas ça. C'est juste que l'Africain, il est très calme, c'est tout. C'est pourquoi il n'y a pas beaucoup plus de guerre.
Calm down on your display of prosperity. People look at this, look at what he has. He has all this and we don't have anything. So just don't have to show everything.
Il ne faut pas toujours se montrer que tu es riche et tu as beaucoup.
The people who follow you hate you.
Tu obliges les gens qui te suivent à te haïr.
How can they be loyal to all the people who are following you are annoyed?
Les gens qui te suivent sont en colère. Comment est-ce qu'ils vont te suivre?
The second stage of disloyalty is offense. The person is aggrieved. And he thinks so. He thinks so.
Le deuxième étape, c'est que la personne est chagrinée, il est offensé.
You know, one day, a Lebanese man, he was having a shop here, and a man walked in and just shot him.
Un jour, il y avait un Libanais qui avait un magasin. Un jour, quelqu'un est entré, il a tiré dessus.
And it was over 400 cedis or 40, something like 400 cedis. That he was a worker, a laborer, and there was an argument about it, and the man said, no, this is, I don't owe you, whatever, and they just finished and they paid. No. You see, to that man, that 400 cedis is everything in the his whole life is that 400. It's not a small thing to you. 400 cedis, what 400 cedis? What is 400 cedis? I mean, it's not. And to him, it is his whole world. And you are comfortable to be a leader of somebody who is very offended.
Il s'agissait d'un homme qui devait 400 à son employé. Et il négligeait, il a dit, ce n'est rien, je ne te paye pas. Cette personne était tellement offensée et chagrinée qu'il est venu le tuer. Pour lui, c'était le monde entier. Pour toi, ce n'est rien.
Don't have people hate, too hate in your life.
Il ne faut pas que les gens soient tellement offensés dans ta vie.
One day I came, I met one of my workers. An old worker, you see that he was almost dying out of hate.
J'ai trouvé un de mes travailleurs, un vieux. Il était presque mort de l'offense.
He said we owed him some amount, which was... And the people who were paying said, we don't owe him. We've done the calculation, this, that. But you see, you've done the calculation. But that man, how he thinks, is that based on how he does math, which maybe his math is not very good. You see, but in his mathematics, you owe him. He believes it with his heart.
Tu as fait tes calculs, tu sais que tu ne le dois pas. Lui, il a fait ses calculs et il croit que tu le dois de l'argent.
My people were not prepared to pay him.
Et mes gens n'étaient pas prêts à le payer.
So I called him myself, said, come.
Donc je l'ai appelé, je dis viens.
How much are they
c'est combien qu'on te doit?
And he told me, not much.
C'est même pas beaucoup d'argent.
I got the money.
J'ai donné l'argent.
He's one of my best up to today, he worked for more than 25 years.
Pendant plus de 25 yes. ans, il travaille pour moi. Aujourd'hui.
Don't be a leader of hurt and angry people.
Faut pas être dirigeant des personnes blessées et offensées.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Je vous dis.
It's the second stage of disloyalty.
C'est le deuxième étape de la déloyauté.
And there are reasons.
Il y a des raisons
why people are offended.
Pour lesquelles les gens sont offensés.
Better get into the reasons.
Il faut vraiment investiguer et chercher la raison.
There are people they feel you didn't greet them.
Il y a des gens qui pensent que tu ne les as pas salués.
You saw me and you didn't.
Tu m'as vu et tu m'as pas salué.
You look straight in my eyes.
Tu m'as regardé dans le blanc des yeux.
Some people, it is too much.
Pour certaines personnes, c'est trop.
It's too much.
C'est trop.
Go into it.
Investigue.
Some people, you don't remember their name. One person, I asked the person the name. Said, Bishop, I've told you my name many times. You don't remember my name.
Il y a quelqu'un, je ne me souvenais jamais de son nom, et elle a dit, mais ça fait plusieurs fois que je te dis mon nom.
Sometimes I beg. I say, I beg you.
Parfois je dis pardon.
Tell me your name one more time.
Dis-moi ton nom
and pray for me.
Encore une fois et prie pour moi.
Then she said, my name is Abigail.
Et elle dit mon nom
and
c'est
I
said,
I know about 25 Abigails. Please pray for me to remember your name.
Il dit je connais au moins 25 Abigail, donc prie pour moi pour que je n'oublie pas.
Wow.
Wow.
Some of us we are the leaders of angry people.
Parfois nous sommes certains d'entre nous nous sommes les dirigeants des personnes en colère.
Yeah. And you think you can get them to be loyal by forcing paying money doing this. Look, Africa, all the countries from South Africa, we drove around the whole country. They complain from north to south.
Dans tous les
Côte d'Ivoire, you see the people are not happy at all in the country.
Dans tous les pays où nous avons visité, les gens ne sont pas contents du nom
au
sud.
And I know another country whose name begins with a G. You see the people complaining.
Et un pays dont le nom commence avec un G, les gens se plaignent.
Are you going to be pastors of offended people?
Est-ce que vous serez pasteur des gens offensés?
Select them one by one. Call, come for come. I need to see you come.
Il faut les appeler
yeah.
un
Call
par
them one
un.
By one. Say come.
Un par un, tu
are,
les appelles.
I feel you are not happy.
Je vois que tu n'es pas heureux.
One day, one of our church members, she had a wedding, and I didn't. We didn't go for some reason. The choir didn't go or something. Maybe she was hurt.
Une fois,
I traveled specially to see her, and I went to her house.
Une
to
fois
sit
une
down to discuss with her about this wedding that came up. She still left, but I tried.
Une personne qui a été offensée parce que la chorale n'a pas assisté à son mariage. J'ai voyagé, je suis allée chez elle pour demander pardon. Elle est toujours partie, mais j'ai essayé quand même.
Stage number one is what?
Étape numéro un, c'est
independence.
L'indépendance.
Don't be a leader of people who are independent.
Ne sois pas dirigeant des gens indépendants.
Don't be a leader of people who are offended. Number three is what? Passivity. People
troisième
who are
point.
Cool.
Le troisième point, c'est
don't
la passivité.
Be a leader of people who are passive.
Ne sois pas dirigeant des gens passifs.
They used to be active.
Ils étaient actifs.
Now they are cool.
Maintenant, ils sont calmes.
They used to stand up and wow.
Avant, ils criaient, wow.
Now,
maintenant,
they just look at you.
Ils te regardent et sourient.
It's like they are like mature members.
C'est comme s'ils sont maintenant devenus matures.
Like they're wiser.
Yes, it's like they sort of they know everything.
Maintenant, ils connaissent
not
tout.
Too impressed.
Ils ne sont pas impressionnés.
They were at the beginning.
Comme ils étaient auparavant.
Do you have such people in your churches?
Est-ce qu'il y a des gens comme ça dans vos églises?
Call them.
Appelle-les.
And tell them I feel that you are not active.
Dis-leur que tu n'es plus actif. Pourquoi?
One day I had a member whose name begins with an M.
J'ai un membre dont le nom commence avec un M.
And I called him. I said, "You are not active anymore. I don't feel your happiness and your flow." That was all. Nothing else. I don't feel your happiness. I don't feel your flow. I don't feel you. Bible says, "Woe to he that keeps his sword." I don't see you bringing out your sword to fight. I don't notice you change. You are passive. It's the third stage of disloyalty. It's passivity. Don't allow passive people to be around and flaunt. Deal with passivity. Don't be a leader of passive people.
Il ne faut pas être leader des gens passifs. Il ne faut pas accepter qu'ils soient autour de toi. Ceux qui ne suivent pas le flot de ce que tout le monde fait.
When I called this brother whose name begins with an M,
quand j'ai appelé ce frère,
he said, well, yeah, you are right.
Il a dit, oui, tu as raison.
You are right.
Tu as raison.
I've decided not to say anything about anything anymore.
J'ai décidé de ne plus rien dire sur quoi que ce soit, plus jamais.
I've decided not to say anything.
Je ne dis plus rien
anything
sur quoi que ce
anymore.
Soit, plus jamais.
Hey! Give me my book, Loyalty. Yes? His name begins with an M.
Son nom commence avec la lettre M.
Thank you. Hey. I've decided not to say anything.
J'ai décidé
anything
de ne plus rien dire.
Anymore. Do you have
jamais
such people in your churches?
Est-ce que ça existe dans vos églises?
Those of you behind here, hello, 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 hello. Do you have such people in your churches?
Ça existe dans vos églises?
People who have decided not to say anything about anything anymore.
Les gens qui ne disent plus jamais rien sur quoi que ce soit.
Don't accept it.
Faut pas accepter cela.
I said, don't accept it.
Je dis, faut pas accepter cela.
Don't accept it.
Faut pas l'accepter.
Call them and tell them that. Do you know that stage 3 of disloyalty is passivity?
Est-ce que tu sais que l'étape numéro 3 c'est la passivité de la déloyauté?
They'll say what?
Ils vont dire quoi?
And so I want to show you in a book. Then you open the book.
Et tu vas leur montrer dans le livre.
This is you. Look.
Ça c'est toi. Regarde.
You are in a book.
Tu es dans un livre.
You arrive there.
Tu es là. Te
you
voilà.
Are, show me the page.
Montre-moi la page.
Telling you are on stage 3. Do you know you are on stage 3 of disloyalty?
Tu sais que tu es sur l'étape numéro 3?
What page is it?
C'est quelle page?
17.
Page 17.
You are manifesting. Don't be afraid of people. You see, when you rather don't talk about the things, they grow. Mike Murdoch says, what you allow grows.
Mike
what you allow grows.
Ce que tu permets grandit.
What you allow grows.
Ce que tu permets croit.
What you allow
ce que
grows.
Tu permets va croître.
If you allow passivity, passivity will grow.
Tu permets la passivité, ça va grandir.
If you allow independence, it will grow.
Permets à l'indépendance d'exister, ça va grandir.
If you allow offense,
permets à l'offense,
it will pollute everybody.
Ça va polluer tout le monde.
Don't allow. Call the people. It may be a funny meeting, but like my guy said, well, I've decided not to say anything about anything anymore.
Comme le gars a dit, il a décidé de ne plus rien dire par rapport à quoi que ce soit.
Yeah. And some of you, you are the one who is passive.
Et certaines personnes ici, c'est vous ici qui êtes passif.
Yes. 2 days ago, I had a meeting with some of my missionaries and pastors. When I finished, the wife of the missionary's face was very calm. Very quiet, very straight.
J'ai eu une réunion tout à l'heure avec des missionnaires et après,
even throughout the meeting,
son visage était droit, calme.
The other people at the meeting, you see, people are we are very sensitive to passivity.
Maintenant, nous sommes très sensibles à la passivité.
We kept pointing out, but you are not saying anything at the meeting. Why don't you speak? Why don't you say anything? This meeting is about you. Why don't you speak? Upstairs in my office after the session. Why don't you speak? This meeting concerns you. The one we finished, your wife is, look, doesn't look happy. We are concerned about how she looks.
Nous sommes concernés par le visage de ton épouse.
Charlie, people's wives are powerful. You have to always talk about
vous
wives.
Vous savez, les épouses des femmes sont très puissantes. Est-ce que vous savez ça?
The wife can whisper in the husband's ear.
La femme peut souffler dans à l'oreille de son mari.
And that'll be it.
Et c'est la fin.
People who like me, usually their wives, the wives of the pastors also like me.
Les gens qui
they will be whispering good things to the husband and then the person, those who don't like the wife, and they will whisper certain, I'm a chômage.
Les gens qui m'aiment, souvent leurs femmes aussi m'aiment. Et ceux qui ne m'aiment pas, leurs femmes aussi ne m'aiment pas.
I'll give you homework when you go home. All your assistants, everybody, If the wife of the assistant doesn't like you, that's it.
You can write it down.
Go and check it and see.
Allez vérifier. Si l'épouse de ton pasteur ne t'aime pas,
wives
c'est pas
are
bon.
The husband is the head, but the wife is the neck.
Les femmes sont très puissantes. Le mari, c'est la tête, mais la femme, c'est le cou.
Hold your neck and see that your neck is very powerful.
Touche ton cou et vois que ton cou est très puissant.
Yeah. This is a prophecy. Hey. What is the fourth stage? Stage
Quatrième
one is what?
Étape. Première étape.
Everybody, when you say independent, you say don't allow independent people to be around.
Quand on dit l'étape, il faut dire il faut pas permettre
qu'ils soient autour. No, to flourish. Don't allow independence to flourish.
On va pas accepter.
Say don't allow independence to flourish.
N'accepte pas que l'indépendance grandisse.
Stage two.
Étape 2.
Don't allow in offense to flourish.
Ne permet pas à l'offense de fleurir.
Stage 3. Allow passivity to flourish.
Ne permet pas à la passivité de fleurir.
Stage 4. Critical.
Étape
criticizing.
Critique.
Don't allow criticism to flourish.
Ne permet pas à la critique de fleurir.
The church is not the government.
L'église n'est pas le gouvernement.
The government has an opposition party.
C'est le gouvernement qui a une partie d'opposition.
And the opposition's duty is to oppose.
Et le devoir de l'opposition, c'est d'opposer.
So they always find something wrong with the government.
Donc,
it's their work to find something wrong.
Leur travail, c'est de trouver les problèmes dans le gouvernement, avec le gouvernement.
But in the church,
mais à l'église,
no. Do not allow it to flourish.
N'accepte pas
here.
Is la it clear? Présence ici.
Is it clear? Don't be double-minded about whether criticism is good. Is it good? Is it bad? We have constructive criticism. We have divine criticism. We have spiritual criticism. We have positive criticism. We have what else?
Il faut pas accepter
informative criticism. What? Motivational criticism.
Il y a différentes sortes de critiques, donc il faut pas accepter. Il faut pas hésiter entre si c'est bon ou c'est mauvais.
Don't be confused.
Faut pas être confondu.
From today.
À partir d'aujourd'hui.
From today.
À partir d'aujourd'hui.
From today.
À partir
Philippians 2:14.
Philippiens 2:14.
Do all things.
Fais toutes choses.
Without.
Sans.
All things.
Toutes
without.
Choses. Sans.
Without murmurings
sans murmure,
and disputings.
Et critique.
Do all things.
Fais toutes choses.
Do all things.
Toutes choses.
Without.
Sans.
Without murmurings.
Sans murmure.
In the church. We don't accept criticism.
On n'accepte pas les critiques.
God will guide us and we are not saying we are always right.
On ne dit pas qu'on a toujours raison.
Any good pastor, you confess your sins at least twice a day.
Tout bon pasteur doit se confesser.
Cleanse you from the night sins. You confess in the morning and in the evening you confess the day's sins. At least twice a day.
Tout pasteur doit confesser au moins deux fois par jour.
If the rapture comes, you have only 12 hours of unconfessed sins before you see Jesus.
Et s'il y a l'enlèvement, tu auras seulement 12
heures
de péché non confessé.
You must not have more than 12 hours backlog of confession.
Il faut confesser matin pour les péchés du soir.
Are you understanding what I'm
et
saying?
Et le soir pour les péchés de la journée.
That's why Catholics pray Hail Mary full of grace, the Lord is with us, blessed are thou woman. Blessed are thou woman. And have mercy on us in the day of our death. Which prayer is that one? Now and in the hour of our death.
C'est pourquoi les
Holy Mary, Mother of God, full of grace.
Pray for us sinners.
Pray for us sinners.
Now
and in the hour of our death.
C'est pourquoi les catholiques prient Marie et demandent qu'elle prie pour les pécheurs maintenant et dans l'heure.
We know that we are useless.
Les pasteurs savent qu'ils sont inutiles.
We know that we are How many pastors know that? Charlie, you are useless.
Combien de
there
pasteurs?
Is nothing good about you. That's
tu
the
sais
truth.
Qu'il y a rien Raise de your hand bon if you know. À ton sujet. Tu es pasteur. Yes. Tu sais que tu n'es pas bon. Lève la main.
Rather, it is because of that that we don't need criticism. Because we know already, what you are saying, we know is true.
Tout ce que tu dis, nous savons que c'est vrai.
We are telling you in advance that we are sinners.
Nous vous disons en avance que nous sommes pécheurs. Nous savons.
We are always confessing our sins. How many are going to start confessing your sins? Night and morning, twice a day.
Cleanse.
I've confessed my sin this morning.
J'ai confessé
Last
mes péchés.
Night I confessed my sin before I slept. When I woke up, in case any of the dreams or any of the things were whatever, I've confessed those ones.
Je confesse tous mes péchés. Le matin, je confesse les péchés du soir. Le soir, les péchés de la journée.
It's like telling a cripple that he can't walk.
C'est comme si tu disais à un infirme que tu ne peux pas marcher.
The person, hey, you can't walk. Oh. Hey, Why don't you walk straight? We don't need that from you, please.
Tu dis à un infirme, pourquoi tu ne marches pas correctement? On n'a pas besoin de ça de toi.
What do you tell a cripple that they can't walk?
Quand tu dis à un infirme qu'il ne peut pas marcher, il sait déjà.
We are very sensitive today. Do all things.
Fais toutes choses.
Without murmurings.
Murmure.
And this, like a lot of questions and meetings and long discussions.
Beaucoup de réunions, discussions.
Everything. Do everything.
Fais
Learn
toutes
to
choses.
Flow. There must be a good flow in the church.
Doit avoir un bon flow à l'église.
There must be a flow.
Doit y avoir un bon flow.
Flow.
Une bonne entente.
Are you listening to me?
Est-ce que vous m'écoutez?
Teach. You see, if you like, allow memory. When you speak, and somebody will be sitting in the person. If I'm in the meeting, I say, what did you say?
Si je suis dans une réunion, je demande toujours, qu'est-ce que tu as dit?
Yes. What did you say? Oh, what are you guys talking about? The three of you. What are you saying?
Les trois là-bas, qu'est-ce que vous dites là-bas? Là où
what were you saying?
Qu'est-ce que vous disiez?
Oh, share a church with us. We all want to know.
Partage avec nous. On veut savoir.
Don't you want to know what they are saying?
Est-ce que tu ne veux pas savoir ce qu'ils disent?
Or you speak in a language.
Ou tu parles dans un langage.
What are you guys saying?
Qu'est-ce que vous dites?
Don't speak in a language I don't understand.
Faut pas parler dans un langage que je ne comprends pas.
No. Don't allow whisperings.
Faut pas accepter les
murmures. Don't allow people to whisper.
Faut pas accepter que les gens chuchotent.
And you are a pastor and you are allowing these people.
Tu es pasteur, tu acceptes cela?
One day,
un jour,
I was in a church where there was a lady. She was number one whisperer.
Il y avait une dame, elle était la première chuchoteuse.
When you preach, you know, this woman was reading a lot of books.
Cette femme, elle lisait beaucoup.
Everything you preach, she would tell the person, this one is from Derek Prince. Derek Prince is from.
Elle lisait beaucoup et à chaque fois que tu prêchais, elle dit, ça vient du livre de Derek Prince.
When you preach,
this one he preached last year, it's because of his wife. His wife.
Ça là, il dit ça à cause de sa femme, à cause de sa femme.
I was in the house last week and this was what came up last week.
J'étais chez
and
eux.
They'll look at his back.
J'étais chez eux la semaine passée et c'est ce qui s'est passé. Et ils vous regardent.
Stop them.
Faut les arrêter.
You say one meeting. Don't talk when I'm. Don't talk when I'm talking.
Tu leur dis,
don't talk when I am talking.
Faut pas parler quand je parle. C'est une réunion.
We need strong fathers who say, I restrain you from whispering and murmuring.
Avons besoin de pères durs pour restreindre les enfants.
Yes. One day,
un jour,
I went to preach in a church full of murmurers and whisperers.
Je suis allé prêcher dans une église remplie de murmureurs et de chuchoteurs.
And I came with a number of my pastors who happened to sit all over the place.
Je suis venu avec beaucoup de mes pasteurs qui étaient assis partout dans l'assemblée.
From the moment I was preaching,
depuis le commencement de la prédication,
whispering, talking,
gens qui parlaient,
criticizing of the message,
le message,
throughout,
tout au long du message,
a bishop, one of the bishops stood there, was saying, "Oh, this man, oh, this, all this, whatever, that's talking."
Un évêque s'est levé et dit, "Mais ça c'est quoi? Il parle beaucoup, il dit tout."
The church is full of whispers and memories.
L'église
there
est
can
remplie.
Never be loyalty in such a place.
Tu ne peux you pas avoir la loyauté dans un tel endroit.
You need to stamp it out.
Tu dois l'étouffer.
Stage number one?
Étape numéro un.
Independent spirit.
Esprit indépendant.
I can't hear you. We will not allow independence to flourish.
On number two. Accepter. Deuxièmement.
Offense.
Nous we n'allons will pas not accepter que l'offense prospère.
Number three, passivity. We will not
on ne va
allow
pas accepter
passivity
la passivité
to flourish.
De fleurir.
Number four, critical. We
nous
will not allow
on va pas accepter
a criticism
les
to flourish.
De
we will not allow criticism.
On va pas accepter les critiques.
No. Join the government, not here.
Va critiquer le gouvernement.
Don't be unsure about what I'm saying. Is it in the Bible or not? Do all things without murmurings and disputings. It's either in the Bible or it's not in the Bible.
C'est dans la Bible ou ce n'est pas dans la Bible. C'est clair. Faut pas douter de cela.
Stage 5.
Étape 5.
Political spirit. Political spirit are groups.
Ce sont les groupes.
Parties.
Les parties qui se forment.
Don't allow it.
Faut pas accepter cela.
Somebody will come and say, we want to have in the church Lonely Foreigners Association.
Quelqu'un va dire, nous voulons au sein de l'église avoir un groupe des étrangers seuls.
Lonely Foreigners Association, like a club for foreigners in the country who are feeling lonely. And I want to be the leader. I have a burden for such people.
J'ai un fardeau pour les gens, les étrangers dans un pays qui se sentent seuls.
Or another person will come and say, I want to start a new ministry called within the church in Ghana, Liberians for Christ.
Et tu as quelqu'un d'autre au sein de l'église, il dit, je veux former un groupe qui s'appelle les Libérians pour le Christ.
Don't allow it.
Faut pas accepter.
Parties.
Des parties.
Yes. We three are coming together to form. Don't allow it.
Nous trois, nous voulons former. Il faut pas accepter.
Don't allow those groups.
Faut pas accepter ces
That's
groupes.
That's what Absalom did.
C'est ce qu'Absalom a fait.
He spoke to the people, spoke to the people, spoke to the people, spoke to the people, spoke to the people.
Il parlait aux gens, parlait aux gens, parlait.
Until he won their hearts.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il gagne leur cœur.
I was telling you the other day about a pastor who took away the whole church.
Je vous parlais d'un pasteur qui a pris toute l'église.
Let me go. You people are blocking the view. Sorry. Yeah. Huh? Are you there?
Vous êtes là?
Are you still there?
Vous êtes toujours là?
What was I telling you? Took the whole church. Yes. He went to all fellow Nigerians.
Le pasteur, il est allé voir tous les Nigérians.
And won their hearts.
Il a gagné leur cœur.
That's not nice.
C'est pas bon.
I don't see you as a Nigerian.
Moi, je ne te vois pas comme Nigérian.
You are Kenyan.
Et toi, tu es Kenyan.
You are Nigerian.
Toi, tu es Nigerian.
You are South African. I mean,
toi, tu es Sud-Africain.
Look, in this last Nigeria, this last days is Isaiah 2:2. Look at Isaiah 2:2. Look at
dans
it.
Les derniers Isaiah jours, 2, c'est Isaïe 2:2.
It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Look, it's going to be difficult to have a non-international church.
Ça serait difficile d'avoir une église qui n'est pas internationale.
Yes.
En réalité.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to be to have a non-international church. You watch.
Ça serait difficile de ne pas avoir une église internationale.
Those of you who are just national.
Ceux qui ont des églises nationales.
This is the prophecy for the last day. The mountain of the Lord's house. The mountain of the Lord. See, the Lord's house is a mountain.
La maison de l'Éternel, c'est une montagne.
Like it's a city set on a hill. It's
c'est
a mountain.
Une ville sur une colline.
So the mountain of the Lord's house will be established at the top. So even though it's a mountain, it will be even higher. It's like God is saying his church will be very great in the last days.
Dieu dit dans les derniers temps, son église sera très grande, comme une montagne.
And all nations shall flow into it.
Et tous les peuples s'y rendront.
You must become comfortable with people from other countries. I'm telling
Il faut
you, must.
Être confortable.
You must become. I have people from different countries. They are with me all the time. They work with me. I don't see countries.
Moi, je ne vois pas
I don't
des
see
pays.
Countries.
Il y a des gens de différentes nationalités qui travaillent avec
my,
moi.
It's not my duty, but if I tell you the different nationalities that are, they are permanently with me, different people, you will be surprised.
Différentes personnes qui sont avec moi de permanence.
Different.
Different.
Yes. And I feel so happy when I see them because it's a fulfillment of the prophecy.
Et pour moi, je suis contente parce que c'est un accomplissement de la prophétie.
So it is a disloyal political spirit which would like to say, we from here, we from here, we from this group, we from that group. It will always make you small.
Un esprit de division qui dit, nous venons d'ici, nous sommes d'ici. Yeah. Ça vous gardera toujours petit.
It's like somebody who just has his biological family as the main people. Your biological family is just up to a point. Your tribal family is just to a point. Your national family is just to a point. But if you are to truly expand, you need other nations.
Si tu veux vraiment grandir, tu as besoin d'autres nationalités.
If you take somebody like Reinhard Bonnke,
si tu prends quelqu'un comme Reinhard Bonnke,
look, one of the keys for him to expand his ministry has been that he has had Africans that work for him, a Ghanaian. I've worked for him for many years.
Une clé,
30 years more.
Une clé,
as his main crusade director for Africa. Yeah. And an East African too. One Kenyan and a Ghanaian. He's German. He's American. He's whatever. All his people, the people are, but he has been able to add a Ghanaian. And so all these crusades, that man goes around. And he does all the work. He prepares everything just because he has one person from another nation with him. He's able to go to other nations because if he comes here, he understands what we are doing here. He may not understand it.
Il est allemand, mais il travaille avec d'autres nationalités. Il a un Ghanéen et un Kenyan qui font le travail partout en Afrique. Donc, il est capable d'aller dans ces pays parce que ces personnes comprennent ce qui se passe.
Our culture is, you need to understand.
Il faut comprendre notre culture.
Yeah. But you see some other American evangelists, they have no, they cannot relate with Africa. They can never have an African as part of them.
And
it's like, they can't go to Africa.
Les Américains ne
it's
peuvent
a major
pas
limitation.
Parce qu'ils n'ont pas ils n'arrivent pas à travailler avec les Africains.
You are going to have international people.
Tu auras des gens, des
you are looking
gens
at who? I said you are going to have international people with you.
Il y aura des gens internationaux yeah. avec toi.
And it will make your ministry international.
Et ton ministère sera international.
Amen. Amen. I have so many international.
J'ai beaucoup de personnes.
Different countries.
Différentes nationalités.
When we have crusades, you see them speaking the language to the people.
They'll
be explaining.
Pendant les croisades, ils parlent en langue avec les personnes.
Oh yes.
Oui.
Oh yes.
Oui.
You are too localized to your country.
Tu es trop
and
localisé.
It makes you narrow-minded.
Et ça te rend étroit d'esprit.
limited.
Tu es limité.
You are limited.
Tu es limité.
You are limited.
Tu es limité.
But all limitations are broken today in Jesus' name.
Toute limitation est brisée au nom de Jésus.
Is it amazing?
N'est-ce pas étonnant?
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2, I love it. It says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow.
Et toutes les nations
church flow. International churches, nations, churches of nations. Churches of nations. These are the last days. God is doing last day church. All nations. One time, a Spanish speaking person was working for me. When she looked at my book, she said, no, the person who's translated does not understand Spanish. It's very bad.
Une fois, j'ai eu quelqu'un qui parlait espagnol, qui travaillait pour moi. Elle a regardé un livre. Elle a dit, non, ils n'ont pas bien traduit du tout le livre.
And she took everything.
Elle a tout pris.
We did everything all over again.
Et on a tout refait.
Yes. If you don't have... You can never. You are limited.
Si tu n'as pas ce genre de personne, tu es limité.
You are limited. So when you have people who come and say, hey, those colored people, better watch your bags. Those colored people are coming. Hey,
quand tu as
watch your bag.
Il faut
yes.
Veiller sur ton dos parce que les métis arrivent.
Those black people are coming.
Ces noirs arrivent. Fais attention.
One day I was in a certain country and there was some white people checking us in. And then they told, better watch your bags. Those black people are coming. Better watch your bags.
Il y avait un pays où il y avait des blancs qui faisaient un travail avec nous. Et ils ont dit, hey, fais attention, les noirs arrivent.
Watch your bags.
Faites attention.
All those Ghanaians are coming. Better watch your bag. Hold your bag tight.
Oh, garde bien ton sac, les Ghanéens arrivent.
When you do that,
quand tu fais cela,
you think like that.
Tu penses comme ça.
You can never adopt people, and you can. You always say, better watch out. Those Ewes are coming. Better watch out. Those Ashantis are coming. Better watch out. Those Nigerians are coming. Better watch out. I have Nigerians who work for me for years.
J'ai des Nigériens qui travaillent.
What a Nigerian can do, few people can do. Yes. They are different from other Africans.
Ce que Nigérian peut faire. Les autres Africains ne peuvent pas faire. Ils sont différents.
Yeah.
Et j'ai des Nigériens qui travaillent avec moi pendant des années.
Nigerians working for me. They work for me for years.
Pendant des années, ils travaillent avec
yes.
moi.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Pendant des années.
Yes. Yeah. So anybody who start those, you know, we lonely, whatever, association, fellowship of lonely,
Foreigners.
Une
association d'étrangers
solitaires. Everybody is a foreigner in the church. It's all nations. We are all nations together. Please, don't start that thing. I beg you.
Ce sont toutes les nations qui se rassemblent. Nous sommes tous étrangers. Il ne faut pas commencer.
Isaiah 2:2. I want you to take it in your heart. It's your prophecy. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow.
2:2, c'est ta prophétie pour cette conférence.
South Africans, let me speak to South Africans.
J'ai parlé aux Sud-Africains.
I'm not afraid of you. Let me speak to you.
J'ai pas peur de vous,
I want
vous parler.
To see colored people have black people in their church and working with them.
Je veux voir.
And I want to see black people have colored people working with them and for them. I want you to do that.
Je veux voir les noirs travailler avec les métis et les métis travailler avec les les noms noirs dans vos églises.
Start with that before you even move to white.
Commence par cela avant de même aller vers les blancs.
White is university level.
Travailler avec les blancs, ça c'est niveau universitaire.
Yes. Amen. Amen. One day, a white pastor in England called me to his office.
Un jour, un pasteur blanc en Angleterre m'a appelé dans son bureau.
He said to me, "I want you to work for me."
Il a dit, "Je veux que tu travailles pour moi."
I said, "Why?"
J'ai dit, "Pourquoi?"
He said, "Because you are black."
C'est parce que tu es noir.
I told you, when I'm in England, I'm black. When I'm here, I'm white. It depends on where.
Je vous ai dit, quand je suis en Europe, je suis blanc, noir, et quand je suis en Afrique, je suis blanc.
He said, "I need other colors and other people from not like me to be with me."
Il a dit, j'ai besoin des gens qui ne sont pas comme moi d'être avec moi.
I couldn't because I was coming to school. I would have, should have been an opportunity. I told him, I have to go back to school.
Je lui ai dit, but
I
would have.
And later, some years, I came back. He ordained me. He ordained me to the ministry. But he called me. I was playing the organ. I said, come see me in the office.
Il m'a appelé. Je travaillais, j'ai joué à l'organe, au piano avec lui.
All nations shall flow into it.
Et je voulais travailler avec lui, mais je devais retourner à l'école. Toutes les nations.
Alléluia.
Alléluia.
What is stage number one of this loyalty?
Étape numéro un de la déloyauté.
Don't allow independence to flourish.
Ne permet pas à l'indépendance de fleurir.
In your church. Number two is what? Offense.
Ne permet pas à l'offense de prospérer dans ton église.
Number three.
Ne permet pas à la passivité de prospérer dans ton église.
Number four. Is this four? Four. What the stage four? Critical spirit.
Ne don't permet pas à la critique to de fleurir dans ton église.
Number five. Political spirit.
Ne permet pas à la politique de prospérer dans ton église.
Number six. Deception.
La tromperie.
Don't allow people to be deceived.
Ne permet pas à ce que les gens soient trompés.
When people want to betray you, they are usually deceived.
Quand les gens vont te trahir, ils sont normalement trompés.
They feel your anointing is lower.
Ils pensent que ton onction a diminué.
Yes. Charlie is an old man.
Il est vieux maintenant.
Bishop is weak.
Et l'évêque est faible.
Hey,
hey.
When Jesus was on the cross, they were lashing him. Let me ask you, do you think when they whipped Jesus, he just stood there and he stood there?
Est-ce que tu penses que lorsqu'ils ont frappé,
when they
Jésus,
lash him, he would,
quand ils ont frappé Jésus, il a sauté. Il était en
after
douleur.
After beating him like that, you will never think he's the Son of God.
Après l'avoir frappé, tu ne vas pas penser qu'il est le Fils de Dieu.
Yeah. Yes. People easily get deceived.
Des gens se trompent facilement.
That's why I put my name on the plaque there that I'm the founder of the church. Because the pastors here can easily be deceived that they are the founders of the church.
C'est pourquoi j'ai mis sur une plaque derrière que je suis le fondateur de cette église, parce que les pasteurs ici peuvent facilement se tromper.
Them. Yes, I have to help them.
Je dois les aider.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. There are things you have to do.
Il y a des choses qu'il faut faire.
Prevent deception.
Pour empêcher la tromperie.
Sometimes you have to move people. Say, you come here.
Parfois, il faut déplacer les gens.
It reveals to the person that he's under authority.
Ça révèle.
When you leave them too long at a place, sometimes it develops this thing, feathers in the head.
Il faut montrer que c'est toi l'autorité, parce que sinon, il y a des poils, des plumes qui se développent dans la tête.
Yes. That's why I taught my people. I said, Galatians 6:6, I am the pastor of the church. I'm feeding, they are listening, podcasts, books, whatever. Galatians 6 says, minister to him that teacheth you in all good things. If the people are forced to do that, then they must obviously have a connection. Otherwise, it makes no sense.
Je suis fondateur de cette église et j'ai insisté que les gens administrent Galates 6 parce que c'est moi qui les nourris, c'est moi qui les enseigne.
It makes no sense.
Ils seront obligés d'être connectés.
Why should you minister to somebody who doesn't minister to you? So don't cut off the people.
Il ne faut pas te séparer des gens. Il faut être connecté toujours.
Yes. That's what happens when people break away from churches and they go and set aside. Then it doesn't work. Then they are surprised. Why is it not working? Because all along you didn't know. You are just like Lucifer. You didn't know that you were appointed.
C'est pourquoi les gens, quand ils se séparent, ils sont surpris quand les églises ne marchent pas. Ils ont oublié, comme Lucifer, qu'ils étaient nommés.
You were appointed.
Tu as été nommé.
But it leaves your mind after a while.
Après un temps, ça quitte ton esprit.
As you are there,
alors que tu es là,
it is a privilege for you to be there.
C'est un privilège pour que tu sois là.
They forget it.
Ils oublient cela.
You have to do things to remind them.
Il faut faire des choses pour les rappeler.
I tell people, when I'm not here, nobody should sit on my chair.
J'ai dit, quand je suis pas là, personne ne s'assoit sur ma place, à ma place.
Easily, people will start doing things. Yeah.
Les gens font les choses facilement.
And some people are more prone to forget than some people. They are not like that. But some people quickly before they realize.
Certaines personnes ne sont pas comme ça, mais il y a d'autres personnes facilement.
He's made a very big billboard as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and you see him on the billboard.
Il a mis une grosse pancarte et c'est lui, Seigneur des Seigneurs, Roi des Rois.
And when you come there, they'll just be looking at you. Say, we are the ones working here. We are the ones. You are the ones working where?
Vous êtes
who ordained you? Who appointed you? Who sent you there?
Qui vous a envoyé là-bas?
You see, pastors, you allow deception to flourish.
Vous permettez à ce que la tromperie fleurisse, prospère.
Some pastors have a democratic way of preaching. Say, I preach today, you preach tomorrow, you preach then, we rotate. We are offered. Then you form a committee of pastors, a council of pastors. So when I do, then you do. Then after that, you do. And you do. So we all decide. Say, democratic, what have you? It's like you are trying to be like British Parliament. Look,
il y a des pasteurs qui jouent à la politique.
You are feeding delusions.
La démocratie. Vous êtes en train de nourrir les illusions.
To people.
Aux gens.
About what they are not.
Par rapport.
We even God uses us, and we feel that we are powerful.
Nous croyons que Dieu se
That's
sert
why
de nous.
God allows certain troubles to strike us.
C'est pourquoi Dieu permet à ce que certains problèmes nous frappent.
Amen.
That's why pastors cry. Sometimes they cry internally because it's like it's God's way of bringing you to your knees to see that look, no matter how I use you, don't be deceived. Here is a thorn. Here is a tormentor. To torment you day and night so that you will not be exalted above where you should be exalted.
C'est pourquoi Dieu envoie parfois des épines nous tourmenter dans le ministère quand on se croit grand et indispensable.
Look, we are prone to deception.
Nous-mêmes,
if Lucifer who dwelt in heaven and in glory, there were nobody to tempt him, he fell. How much more who we who are living in darkness with a demon and devils tempting us in the darkness? It's more easy for us to fall.
Satan qui n'était pas tenté, il a chuté. À plus forte raison, nous qui sommes exposés à la tentation, nous allons aussi chuter.
Amen.
Si on ne fait pas attention.
So God teaches us and helps us.
Dieu nous aide, il nous enseigne.
You pray for the sick, you yourself will be sick.
Tu pries pour les malades, toi-même tu es malade.
The sickness is God's grace for you.
La maladie c'est la grâce de Dieu pour toi.
So that as you are praying for the sick, you feel the sickness in yourself and you say, Jesus. People will be testifying that they are healed of what you are suffering from.
Les gens rendront témoignage.
Through your prayers, they are healed, but you are not healed.
Au travers de tes prières, ils sont guéris de la maladie dont toi-même tu souffres.
It has happened to me many times.
Ça m'est arrivé plusieurs fois.
Yeah. One day I became very sick. I was in Latin America, South America.
Un jour j'étais très malade, j'étais en Amérique latine.
And it was a miracle service.
Et c'était un culte de miracle.
Crusade.
Une croisade.
I was so sick that I had my handkerchief in my hand. My nose, my body, I don't know what type of flu, what it was. I was like this.
J'étais malade, j'avais ma pochette, le
if
nez
you are healed,
mon
come.
Corps faisait mal.
Yes, yes.
Si tu es guéri, viens.
I was blind. Look, that day, look, blindness was like headache. Not even headache, it was like nothing.
Le
I
jour,
was blind, I couldn't see. I said, like, you are blind. God bless you, come and pass. I was dying, I was healed.
Come and pass. Le jour même,
I blew my nose with my handkerchief and received all the miracles.
J'ai reçu de grands miracles pendant que moi-même je me mouchais.
You see that? You are nothing.
Et tu verras que tu n'es rien du tout.
You are just. You are just. You are. Don't say just. You are nothing. That's.
Tu n'es rien.
And God will be using you. God will be using
Mais
you.
Dieu va se servir de toi.
God will be using you.
Et Dieu va se servir de toi.
It's our tendency to deception.
C'est notre capacité à être trompé.
That the tendency to deception is in senior pastors.
Cette capacité, c'est dans les pasteurs principaux.
And it is in assistant pastors as well.
Et aussi dans les pasteurs assistants.
So God himself has given us things which control the senior pastors. And the senior pastor must do things that control the junior pastors.
Dieu envoie des choses pour contrôler les pasteurs principaux. Et les pasteurs principaux doivent contrôler les pasteurs assistants.
Amen.
Amen.
What's the last stage?
Étape, dernière étape.
Open rebellion.
Une rébellion wow. ouverte.
Open rebellion.
Rébellion ouverte.
Yes. One of the signs of open rebellion is disrespect.
Une signe de la rébellion ouverte, c'est le manque de respect.
Lucifer said to God, I'm coming to get you.
Lucifer a dit à Dieu, je viens là où tu es.
Have you watched Rambo before? Rambo?
Est-ce que vous avez déjà suivi le film Rambo?
When you go and watch Rambo, part 2. When they caught Rambo, and he was tied, and they made him send a radio message to his commander.
Ils ont envoyé, quand ils ont attrapé Rambo, ils l'ont fait envoyer un message à son commandant.
To tell the commander that he should never send anybody again on such a foolish mission.
Et il disait, il ne faut pas envoyer quelqu'un sur une mission pareille.
When Rambo held the microphone,
et quand Rambo a pris le micro,
he told the commander,
il a dit au commandant,
Murdoch,
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 I'm coming to get you.
Je viens te chercher.
Somebody who is a prisoner.
Quelqu'un qui est prisonnier.
You are threatening somebody who is far away.
Et tu menaces celui qui est loin.
You are coming to get you. I'm coming to get you. Wait, you see. You see me there.
Tu dis, attends voir. Je viens te chercher là où tu es.
That's how Lucifer was.
Et Lucifer était comme ça.
Lucifer said, I will ascend you, God. Creator of Neptune. Creator of Jupiter. I'm coming. I will ascend. I'm coming for your chair. I'm coming for your throne. You wait. I'm coming.
Lucifer a dit, toi, créateur de l'univers, je viens là où tu es. Je viens prendre ta place.
Hey. No respect.
Manque de respect.
When Benny Hinn was in Orlando, they would come to the church.
Quand Benny Hinn était à Orlando, il venait à l'église.
With placards.
Avec des placards.
Benny Hinn, we hate you.
Et il disait, Benny Hinn, nous te détestons.
Go away from our town. We
quitte
hate
notre
you.
Ville.
I heard when Ida Hossa was alive, somebody slapped him.
Quand Ida Hossa était en vie, yeah. quelqu'un l'a giflé.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
People don't fear. People have no fear.
Les gens n'ont pas de crainte.
For the anointing.
Ils ne craignent pas l'onction.
Open.
Ouvertement.
Openly challenge you.
De mettre en défi.
Don't allow open rebellion to flourish.
Ne permet pas à la rébellion ouverte de prospérer.
And it is other angels who must rise up to quench the fallen angel.
Et ce sont les autres anges qui doivent se lever pour étouffer cette rébellion.
You must stand up and say, Pastor, sit down. Excuse me, let me sort this guy out.
Il faut dire, Pastor, assieds-toi.
Sit down, Bishop. You say, Bishop, sit down. Let me deal with this man myself.
Assieds-toi d'abord. C'est moi qui va traiter avec ce gars.
Let me handle him, please. This has nothing to do with you.
Ça n'a rien à voir avec toi. Laisse-moi m'occuper des choses.
Let me sort this thing out for you.
Assieds-toi, je vais m'occuper de ça.
Sit at the back. You tell the person that it's me you will not like in the church.
Dis à la
you will forget about your, the
c'est
person.
C'est moi que tu ne vas pas aimer.
You hate me.
Tu vas me détester.
Angels, God never touched Lucifer. It was Gabriel and Michael and others who sorted him out. The leader must never get involved. It is the other angels who are in the system who must rise up and say, listen, you will get out of this heaven right now. They threw him out of heaven.
Dieu n'a pas touché à Lucifer. Ce sont les autres anges, Gabriel et autres, qui ont fait le travail. Donc le leader ne doit pas parler. Ce sont les autres assistants, les autres pasteurs qui doivent se lever pour mettre en ordre cette personne rebelle.
Amen. Open rebellion.
Une rébellion ouverte.
We will not allow it to flourish.
On ne va pas permettre qu'il fleurisse.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Don't allow anybody to shout at your pastor.
Ne permets pas que quelqu'un crie sur ton pasteur.
Get up and say, excuse me, you can't speak that way. You can't speak that way to my pastor. When I'm here, when I'm dead, but whilst I'm here, you cannot speak this way.
Alors que moi je suis là, tu ne peux pas parler comme ça.
Bishop, excuse me. Come on, get out of here, stupid man. What do you mean?
Excuse-moi, laisse-moi m'en occuper. Sors de là.
Wow. There are some assistants, when there is something like this, and the person is rude, and they will be quiet and they will be looking. It's almost as if they understand what the person is saying.
Il y a des assistants, quand quelqu'un est impoli, ils sont assis, ils regardent seulement comme s'ils comprennent la personne.
When there is a rude person, it's like, they'll just be quiet.
Quand il y a une personne impolie, ils sont calmes, ils regardent seulement.
Then you will turn and look at your assistant and he's also become quiet.
Et tu regardes ton assistant, lui aussi il est calme.
And you will see that you are alone. It's like in this issue, that nobody is talking, nobody is saying anything.
Et tu dis, tu penseras que tu es seul dans cette affaire. Personne ne parle, à part toi.
After you sort out the guy, you have to sort out the guy, sort him out. Afterward, call your assistant and say, listen, you were very quiet in the meeting. It means you understand what he's doing.
Après avoir réglé le problème avec ce gars, tu appelles ton
assistant. Don't allow open rebellion to flourish.
Et
don't allow all
aussi,
these things.
Pas accepter
don't allow them
la
again.
Rébellion ouverte du tout.
Don't leave issues without addressing them.
Ne laisse pas les affaires sans les adresser.
That's the main thing I'm trying to teach you.
Résoudre le problème.
How to be a strong father.
Je vous apprends comment être
un strong pastor.
Yes.
Don't leave issues. Don't leave faces, attitudes, quietness. You didn't speak when the man was challenging me. Why didn't you say something?
Quand le monsieur était impoli,
you should have spoken.
Pourquoi tu n'as pas parlé? Fallait parler.
I didn't like your flow.
Je n'ai pas aimé ta manière de flow.
I didn't like your body language.
Je n'ai pas aimé ton langage de corps.
One day.
Un jour.
I got a camera.
J'ai acheté une caméra.
And I gave it to somebody.
Et j'ai donné ça à quelqu'un.
And I said, I'm going to prove to this person that his face is not good.
Je vais prouver à cette personne que son visage n'est pas bon.
So I told the person, secretly take pictures. You know, like take the camera and just as if you are just doing whatever and take.
Je dis à la personne, prends des photos comme si tu prends pour tout le monde, mais il faut prendre ce gars.
After the meeting, I checked the picture. I said, yeah, you got it.
Après la réunion, j'ai
revu. So I called the person. I said, come and see your face. Look
j'ai appelé
at your face.
La personne. J'ai dit, viens voir ton
this
visage.
This is how your face is during the meeting.
Ton visage
Let this
est
be the last time that I see such a face. In
Et que ça soit la dernière fois que je vois
that
un tel visage.
The last time I see such a face.
Dans
Give
la
the Lord a shout.
Tous un cri de joie.
Sit down, everybody.
Asseyez-vous, tout le monde.
All right. We are going to take a short break now.
Nous allons prendre une petite pause.
Execution. What's the last stage? Last
étape,
stage.
Dernière étape, l'exécution.
Execution.
Exécution.
Casting out.
Chasser.
Of chasser les moqueurs. What do you do with disloyal people?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais avec les gens déloyaux?
What did God do?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu a fait?
Chassez les moqueurs.
Chasse le moqueur.
Cast out the scorner.
Chasse le moqueur.
Look at it. Proverbs 22 verse 10. Cast out the scorner.
Chasse le moqueur.
Contention.
Et les disputes.
Shall go out.
Vont sortir.
May you not have contention in your church again.
Qu'il n'y ait plus de disputes dans ton église.
May all the quarrels in your church be with Satan himself.
Que les querelles soient avec Satan lui-même.
Yes. All the quarrels in your church.
Les querelles dans ton église.
Will be with Satan.
Seront avec Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
But your church members.
Mais tes membres d'église.
And your assistants.
Et les assistants.
No.
No.
If they don't believe in you.
S'ils ne croient pas en toi.
Chasser.
Il faut chasser.
One day,
un jour,
I had an assistant.
J'avais un assistant.
Whenever I saw him when I was preaching, I became afraid and I felt like wee-weeing.
Quand je le voyais quand je prêchais, j'avais tellement peur, j'avais envie de faire pipi.
Hey, is it a good thing to be afraid when you see your assistant?
Est-ce que c'est une bonne
because
chose?
Because of how his face was in the church.
J'avais peur de son visage dans l'église. Est-ce que c'est une bonne chose?
As I preached, I felt that he didn't believe in my message.
Alors que je prêchais, j'ai ressenti qu'il ne croyait pas à mes messages.
And a lot of people were questioning whether I was called.
Et les gens se demandaient si j'étais appelé ou pas.
They were saying, "Dark."
Ils disaient, "Dark."
Dark and what else?
Il m'a appelé de nom.
It's not called.
Il n'est pas appelé.
Yes, the main contention was that I was not called by God.
La première contention, la chose contentieuse, c'était que j'étais pas appelé
so
de Dieu.
Challenging my calling.
Il mettait en défi mon appel.
All challenges to your calling are quenched today in Jesus' name.
Tout défi à ton appel est arrêté aujourd'hui au nom de Jésus.
So I became very nervous on Saturdays.
Le samedi, j'étais très nerveux.
Because Sunday was coming.
Très agité parce que dimanche suivait.
So one day I told my beloved, she was not my I don't know if she was my beloved, but she was my I think she was my friend, beloved, whatever. My wife now, my wife. I told her, I said, is this going to be my life? Because I want to be a pastor for the rest of my life. Am I going to have such fear every Saturday?
Je disais à ma bien-aimée à l'époque, je veux être pasteur pour ma vie. Est-ce que ça sera ma vie pour, ça sera la vie que je mène pour le reste de ma vie?
Because on Saturday, I was preparing for Sunday and I was frightened.
Samedi,
because
quand
I was
je
going to see these people who believe I was not called. They were all coming to sit. They used to sit on the second row, not even the first row. They used to sit on the second row.
Ils
you are delivered from all bad spirits.
Ils avaient l'habitude de rester à la deuxième rangée, et j'avais peur de chaque samedi quand je me préparais pour venir dimanche.
Then the fear grew, and I developed diarrhea on Saturdays from 2 o'clock going. Running stomach from anxiety. Anxiety induced diarrhea.
J'avais tellement peur le samedi à partir de 14 heures que j'avais la diarrhée provoquée par l'anxiété.
One day,
un jour,
the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture.
Le Saint-Esprit m'a donné ce verset.
Cast out, not have a meeting with the scorner. Cast out the scorner. Not have discussions with the scorner. Not advise the scorner. Not counsel the scorner. Cast out.
Il m'a pas conseillé de avoir des réunions avec le moqueur. Il m'a demandé de chasser le moqueur.
Chasser le moqueur. So I called le moqueur and some other people.
Donc j'ai appelé le moqueur et d'autres personnes.
And we had a meeting in a small place that we had.
On avait une petite réunion.
And I said, you know, I realize you don't believe in me.
J'ai dit, je me suis rendu compte que tu ne crois pas en moi.
You must recognize when people don't believe in your calling.
Il faut reconnaître quand les gens ne croient pas à ton appel.
Look, you can never do well with somebody who doesn't believe in you.
Tu ne peux pas réussir lorsqu'il y a des gens qui ne croient pas en toi autour de toi.
Yes. You need to be near somebody who likes you.
Tu dois être proche de quelqu'un qui t'aime.
Even your bad preaching, the person says it is good preaching.
Même une mauvaise prédication, ils vont dire que c'était bonne.
So I said, le moqueur.
Donc j'ai dit au moqueur.
He said, why?
Il dit, pourquoi?
They will always ask you why.
Mais ils demanderont toujours, mais pourquoi?
What has happened?
Pourquoi?
Because you see, with disloyalty, it's like pediatrics. The person doesn't say anything, but something is happening.
C'est comme la pédiatrie. La personne ne dit rien, mais il y a quelque chose qui se passe.
I said, you have to go.
J'ai dit, il faut partir.
He said, oh, if you don't want me to give announcement, to pray, to say anything, I can. I'll just sit in the church, but I'll stay. This is my church. I said, No. I don't. You see, your presence.
Il a dit,
disturbs the church. It disturbs me.
Si tu ne veux pas que je fasse un travail, je vais rester tranquille. Il a dit, non, même ta présence dérange l'église.
Go.
Pars.
I want to tell you story, but I don't want to tell you the story.
Je veux vous dire, raconter une
no,
histoire,
the story is in my throat, but I don't want to say the story.
L'histoire est restée dans ma gorge, mais je vais pas vous raconter.
So he went.
Donc il est sorti.
And when he went,
quand il est parti,
his friends and some people also went with him.
Ses
and
amis
the
et
church became very small.
L'ont suivi et l'église a diminué en taille.
Very small.
Très petite.
But loyal.
Mais loyal.
Very small.
Très peu de personnes.
But loyal.
Mais ils étaient loyaux.
Very small.
Ils étaient loyaux.
But loyal.
Petite mais loyale.
And from that time,
et depuis ce jour,
yes, began to go. Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie, they came together, the two of them. Then they went round to see all the moqueurs and other people that were criticizing me.
Les deux évêques
smash all those.
Ils sont partis voir tous les moqueurs, écraser même et étouffer ce qu'ils étaient en train de faire.
And I became stable.
Et j'étais devenu stable.
My throne became a stable throne. Bible says, a king against whom there is no uprising. This is a wonderful thing.
La Bible dit qu'un roi qui n'a pas d'opposition est une chose merveilleuse.
A king against whom there is no uprising.
Le roi contre lequel il n'y a pas de révolte, c'est une bonne chose.
Amen. A king against whom there is no uprising.
Un roi contre qui il n'y a pas de révolte.
And that's what happened to me. I became a pastor against whom there was no uprising.
J'étais devenu pasteur contre lequel
il n'y
avait pas de révolte.
Yes. A king against whom there is no rising up.
Et le roi à qui personne ne résiste.
You become a pastor against whom there is no rising up.
Tu seras un pasteur contre qui il n'y a pas de résistance.
Is it amazing?
Est-ce que ce n'est pas étonnant?
A pastor against whom there is no rising up.
Pasteur à qui personne ne résiste.
So all you have to do is to work for God and preach and pray, and you don't have to fight rising up, because no one is rising up against you. You just fight the devil, keep on pressing on, reaching out, building more churches, because there's no rising up against you. So the internal ones are down. Look at what has happened in Turkey. There's confusion in the country. Instead of the country moving forward and joining the EU and all that, it has now got a rising up against the president. So the whole country is not, it's not normal.
Regardez ce qui se passe en Turquie. Il y a eu une révolte et le pays, au lieu d'avancer, il n'est plus normal.
Yeah. They were going to join the EU to work for God and preach and pray, and you don't have to fight rising up, because no one is rising up against you. You just fight the devil, keep on pressing on, reaching out, building more churches, because there's no rising up against you. So the internal ones are down. Look at what has happened in Turkey. There's confusion in the country. Instead of the country moving forward and joining the EU and all that, it has now got a rising up against the president. So the whole country is not, it's not normal.
Regardez ce qui se passe en Turquie. Il y a eu une révolte et le pays, au lieu d'avancer, il n'est plus normal.
Yeah. They were going to join the EU. I want you to work for God and preach and pray, and you don't have to fight rising up, because no one is rising up against you. You just fight the devil, keep on pressing on, reaching out, building more churches, because there's no rising up against you. So the internal ones are down. Look at what has happened in Turkey. There's confusion in the country. Instead of the country moving forward and joining the EU and all that, it has now got a rising up against the president. So the whole country is not, it's not normal.
Regardez ce qui se passe en Turquie. Il y a eu une révolte et le pays, au lieu d'avancer, il n'est plus normal.
Yeah. To work for God and preach and pray, and you don't have to fight rising up, because no one is rising up against you. You just fight the devil, keep on pressing on, reaching out, building more churches, because there's no rising up against you. So the internal ones are down. Look at what has happened in Turkey. There's confusion in the country. Instead of the country moving forward and joining the EU and all that, it has now got a rising up against the president. So the whole country is not, it's not normal.
Regardez ce qui se passe en Turquie. Il y a eu une révolte et le pays, au lieu d'avancer, il n'est plus normal.
Yeah. They were going to join the EU. I want you to work for God and preach and pray, and you don't have to fight rising up, because no one is rising up against you. You just fight the devil, keep on pressing on, reaching out, building more churches, because there's no rising up against you. So the internal ones are down. Look at what has happened in Turkey. There's confusion in the country. Instead of the country moving forward and joining the EU and all that, it has now got a rising up against the president. So the whole country is not, it's not normal.
Regardez ce qui se passe en Turquie. Il y a eu une révolte et le pays, au lieu d'avancer, il n'est plus normal.
Yeah. They were going to not allow independence to flourish. Number two. Stage number two, offense.
On ne va pas accepter l'offense to flourish.
Stage number three, passivity. Do
on
not
ne va pas accepter à la passivité de fleurir.
Stage number four.
On ne va pas.
Stage number four. Critical stage. Do not
on
allow
ne va pas
criticism
la critique
to flourish.
De fleurir.
Stage number five.
On ne va pas accepter.
Political stage. Do not allow politics to flourish. Don't allow politics to flourish. It's a church of all. Work for God and preach and pray, and you don't have to fight rising up, because no one is rising up against you. You just fight the devil, keep on pressing on, reaching out, building more churches, because there's no rising up against you. So the internal ones are down. Look at what has happened in Turkey. There's confusion in the country. Instead of the country moving forward and joining the EU and all that, it has now got a rising up against the president. So the whole country is not, it's not normal.
Regardez ce qui se passe en Turquie. Il y a eu une révolte et le pays, au lieu d'avancer, il n'est plus normal.
Yeah. They were going to join the EU. I wonder. Allows so many things. Sometimes you look at a pastor, you wonder, are you a man of God?
On regarde le pasteur.
Look at the problems you have.
Parfois, et on se demande, mais tu es un homme de Dieu, tu as trop de problèmes.
Look at the problems in your family.
Tu as trop de problèmes dans la famille.
And your children.
Et dans tes enfants.
And you say you are a man of God.
Dis que tu es un homme de Dieu.
A man of God. How do you have? That's what they say. If you are the son of God, come down.
C'est pourquoi ils ont dit si tu es le fils de Dieu, descends.
Come down here. Descends
ici.
We will join the church.
Et on va joindre à ton église.
Come down from your trouble.
Descends.
Do not allow deception to flourish in your church.
Ne permet pas.
Just as God is not allowing deception to flourish in our lives, don't allow deception to flourish in. Don't allow politics to flourish. It's a church of all nations.
C'est une église de toutes les nations.
In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it.
Isaïe 2:2.
That's your story and that's your portion.
C'est ton histoire et c'est
politics cannot take away the nations and the other groups in our church.
Politique ne peut pas enlever les différents groupes dans notre église.
Stage number 6.
Étape numéro 6.
Stage number 6. Deception. Do not allow deception to flourish in the church.
Ils ont honte de leur pasteur. C'est le moment de se lever pour montrer qu'il y a des gens, les gens loyaux dans l'église.
Yes, honesty for us. He was not ashamed. Not ashamed of the chain. When Paul was walking with a chain on, he said, and everybody, this one is a prisoner.
Quand Paul marchait avec les chaînes, tout le monde savait qu'il était prisonnier.
Onesiphorus was always with Paul.
Onesiphorus
when Paul was going
lui.
To the market with a chain on his leg, everybody could see that he's a prisoner.
Quand Paul allait au marché avec la chaîne, tout le monde voyait qu'il était prisonnier.
Onesiphorus would always be with Paul.
Onesiphorus était toujours avec lui.
Can I have some oranges to buy? Paul was buying oranges in the market. Onesiphorus was always with him. He was not ashamed of the whole thing, how the whole thing looked
Onesiphorus
like.
Il n'avait pas honte de Paul ni de ses chaînes. Il était toujours avec lui.
Finally,
et pour terminer,
the last stage is what? Execution.
Execution.
Do not.
Ne permet pas à l'exécution.
Do not disallow execution.
Il ne faut pas empêcher l'exécution.
Be the organizer of the execution.
Organise toi-même l'exécution.
Do you know that during the French Revolution,
savez-vous que pendant la Révolution française,
there was a man, they were killing the people who were doing wrong. They were killing them. I mean, not doing wrong, but they were killing the political people.
Ils tuaient les gens. À l'époque,
so there was a man who said, "I want to help the executions."
Il y a un homme qui a décidé d'aider les exécutions, de participer.
So he decided to invent a special, faster way of killing the people. And the man's name was Monsieur Guillotine.
Et cet homme s'appelait Monsieur Guillotine. Yes.
Monsieur Guillotine.
Monsieur Guillotine.
And he invented a special way of cutting off heads.
Il a inventé l'appareil pour couper les têtes des.
You must be the Monsieur Guillotine of your church.
Il faut être le Monsieur Guillotine de ton église.
You must invent ways of cutting off the heads of all these disloyal people.
Inventer la manière pour décapiter toutes ces personnes déloyales.
Wow. You see, the man was not a politician, but he wanted to help them to do what they were doing.
Lui n'était pas politicien, mais il voulait aider la cause.
Stand to your feet, everybody.
Levez-vous tout
congratulate
le monde.
Your neighbor. Say, Monsieur Guillotine, I see that you are into cutting off of
Monsieur Guillotine qui est assis à côté
all
de toi.
Disloyal people, I tell
Je vois
you.
Que tu es en train de détruire, décapiter toutes les personnes déloyales.
Let your hands stretch.
Levez les mains, étendez vos mains.
Father, thank you for your blessing.
Merci pour ta bénédiction.
For your children, Lord. We love you, Jesus.
Nous t'aimons, Jésus.
Thank you for loyalty,
merci
faithfulness
pour la loyauté, fidélité
in the church.
Dans l'église.
Thank you for strength.
Merci pour la force.
To drive out independence and memory criticizing political spirits from our churches.
De chasser les esprits indépendants qui murmurent dans nos églises au nom de
we
Jésus.
We give you thanks.
Nous te remercions.
In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.